On the December 15th edition of WINA's Best Seat in the House, Jed interviewed Virginia basketball coach Dave Lato. Lato discussed the state of his team and the prospect of returning to game action for the first time after a 12-day layoff for final exams.
I don't know how much you can truly know about a basketball team after just six games and after a month, but you're around this team not just on game day, but practices, workouts, film, everything. How much do you feel like you've learned about this group of guys, about this basketball team, since November 12th against Arizona?
Well, you know, what you see glimpses of, you want to see more as a normal course of action. And I think that's what I've learned, is that we have, and I have seen things about us that please me, that mean we can be a team that can go from potential to reality in a lot of different areas. And, you know, knowing that we have the potential to defend people, and we have defended them at times, and we've got to do it obviously more consistently. But yet, one of my intentions coming into the season was to be better in other areas, particularly on offense and our efficiency that way. And we've shown that at times as well. And so piecing the whole thing together is what we got to be able to kind of zero in on. We have not done that as of yet. Mm-hmm. I think if you speak to any coach of any program, they're in the same boat that we are, that we're trying to look for that level of consistency. And fortunately or unfortunately, coming up very soon here, you know, you're going to have to get it, because you're ramping up the schedule, you're getting into conference play, you're doing all those kinds of things that will force you to play more consistently, because you're going to have quality teams coming in here day in and day out.
Consistency and intensity. I guess what you're looking for on a day-to-day basis in practice is consistent intensity from your team. Do you like the approach they've shown you in their day-to-day work habits and practice, and maybe the way that's beginning to translate onto the basketball floor thus far?
Well, I'd like to see it better, to be honest with you. You know, we have been sporadic, and we've had, you know, a couple good days and a not-so-good day, or a couple of not-so-good days then a good day. And mm-hmm. I think when you have inconsistency in practice, it's a lot of times leads to inconsistency during game time. And I'm trying to alleviate that as best we can. But it's been, you know, and again, I've attacked some specific reasons, because we have not had the specific manpower and of healthy bodies on a day-to-day basis. So, you know, there that and other reasons. But you know, those can't be used as excuses in any way. We've still got to find that. And, you know, we're still searching for that in practice. And until we get there, I think, still leaves us with a lot of work to do.
Dave Lato, the head coach of the Cavaliers, with us on the Best Seat in the House. As you said, injuries can't be an excuse, because everybody deals with them. But Tunji was in and out. Lars has been banged up. Solomon has not really played very much. You get the exam break, and granted, the guys are focused elsewhere, and there's a lot going on mentally at this time of year. But do you feel like you're getting healthier, and could we see some positive inroads made in terms of having a full complement of players in the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, it's my hope. You know, I think we're trying to head in that direction, you know, and along with excuse me, the physical part of it is the mental health. You know, if a guy is feeling a lot better physically, it doesn't mean that he's yet found himself as a basketball player or regained the kind of confidence that he had before injury. And so it's not just us dealing with a guy's physical status and where he's at. It's dealing with a guy who's been in practice for a week is different mentally than a guy who's been in practice for a month. And so those are the kinds of things that we're trying to address, as well as the physical part of it. But, you know, we're still a work in progress, and I think this next stretch of games, including and starting with Saturday, will give us a good indication of how we're and where we're at with that.
Dave, let me ask you two last things. We talked about the feeling out process with a basketball team in the first month of the year. From a coaching perspective, how much of that is learning what their limits are, what they can handle mentally, emotionally, and physically, and then trying to push them beyond that to a new level?
Yeah, you know, I think that's a huge part of it, and I try not to look at it in terms of limitations. You know, in pushing that envelope and expanding, or trying to expand themselves beyond where they think they can go, you try not to put a ceiling on that. And ultimately, you know, there will be a ceiling, and you try not to have them look at it that way or accept the fact that there may be a ceiling. But, you know, it's growth. It's growth physically. It's growth mentally. It's growth individually. It's growth collectively as a group. And so, you know, there's a lot of things that go into that, a lot we're continuing to talk about and stress with them. And hopefully the quicker that they can realize that and understand it mentally, then the physical part will be taken over, and that will in turn be the easy part of it.
Dave Plato is with us. Last thing, let's talk about this stretch of games coming up. It's been an interesting schedule thus far. You have the long exam break. You've got Christmas break on the back end of this. And in between, you've got a Hampton game Saturday and then three games in Puerto Rico. We've used the phrase learning about your basketball team. How much do you learn about your team's focus and ability to deal with a scheduling block like this over the next week or so?
Yeah, I think you have no choice but to learn a lot. You know, when you play one or two games in a week, you have time to break the film down, to see what you did or did not do well and correct it and get back to practice and stress some things. But here, and having these four games in 6 days, it'll be all about playing. So it'll test one's ability to be resilient, his ability to be consistent, our ability as a team to be deeper and to trust one another more. And so there are a lot of things that we'll be able to see and get a feel for over the next week.